Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's time for our ETF of the week with Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends. You can get more information at ETFTrends.com. You can follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends, or you can follow him directly at Tom Lydon. And he's also the president of Global Trend Asset Management. And that trend plays an important part in what we do here. And I suspect that's really going to be the case today, because I have a pretty good suspicion of where Tom's going. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Tom joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that even great personal finance information can leave you overloaded, unable to figure out how the experts' best ideas really apply. To start determining the best ideas for your situation, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the Spider S&P International Small Cap ETF, ticker symbol GWX.
And it's ticker symbol GWX, International Small Cap. I do feel distinctive trend coming on here, Tom. What's the reason for International Small Cap now?
Well, you know, a couple things in the U.S. were challenged. And the Russell 2000 did pretty well last year, although it's currently trading around 15 times forward P.E. ratio. Okay? That's not expensive, but it's not necessarily cheap, too. So just something to keep into account. However, with the new fiscal cliff and now the debt ceiling, we still have some challenges that we're going to face here in the U.S. Globally, there are countries that have been doing very well from a growth and GDP standpoint. A couple countries recently, you and I have talked about this, Chuck, in Japan with the new prime minister and the fact that they've got a lot of quantitative easing that's going on, it's really given the Nikkei over there a big boost. Japan is one of the biggest allocations in this ETF. A couple other areas, Canada, South Korea, Australia. Here's a way to get global representation in small cap companies within this index, and it actually has holdings in over 800 different companies. So here's the situation. If you have an allocation towards global, which you should in your equity portfolio, that should be at least 40%, I'd recommend putting 10% of your complete portfolio or 25% of your overall portfolio into GWX.
That's a big chunk of money, Tom. That is basically saying you want to roll the dice hard on small caps. Small caps have not been the part of the market, domestically or internationally, that has been leading. Is there something economically that makes you say small caps particularly right now?
Well, a couple things, and you're absolutely right. During times of recovery, and we've had recession in Europe, we still have challenges in Europe, we've obviously had economic problems here in the U.S., but the chances of things changing in the next 6 to 12 months are very, very good. In fact, we're already seeing a lot of good economic indicators, and the market's believing so. During those times of economic recovery, small caps always outperform, or most of the time outperform large caps. So what I'm stressing here is if you are going back into the market, number one, make sure you have a good international allocation, and number two, don't be all in the large cap area.
Because this is a big allocation and because this is, I don't even know if I'd call it a trend so much as a theme, but maybe we're arguing semantics there. And we talk about how much money's going in. How long a time period is somebody making this move for?
Well, from a buy and hold perspective, at least 3 to 5 years. It is above its long-term trend line right now. It is above its 200-day average. And again, as 2013 is starting out very positive, that's good from a fundamental standpoint too. Getting back to earnings and valuations, this international small cap ETF has forward multiple of less than 13. So it's actually that much cheaper than the Russell 2000.
From the perspective of an investor who is hearing you talk and they just heard you talk about, hey, right now this is trending above the 200-day moving average, and yet we're talking about a buy and hold investor with a 3 to 5 year time horizon, where do they play the difference between the two? Because maybe during those 3 to 5 years it falls below that 200-day moving average. Is there a point that's a trigger that makes them say, okay, this is what I'm watching for, to make sure that they know that they're not staying in willy-nilly while the market changes?
It's a great point, Chuck, and we could spend a whole other show talking about following trends or buying and hold with asset allocation. Either way, here's an ETF to consider. If you're concerned about volatility in the market, if you're concerned about future corrections, keep an eye on that 200-day average and use that as your stop-loss point. However, if you feel the next 3 to 5 years are going to be positive for global markets, here's a great ETF to consider.
So it has the trend side, both the short-term trend and the long-term trend, and ultimately it's the investor's role to figure which they're trying to capture here.
And it always is. We always have to look out for our money. Nobody cares about our money more than we do. But as we're looking for reasons to be positive going forward, international small cap should do very well.
And that is why the SPDR, S&P International Small Cap ETF, the ticker symbol GWX, is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. If you want to know more about ETF trends and how his type of long-term and short-term trend investing works, well, you're going to go to ETFtrends.com. You're going to follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon or at ETF Trends, or better yet, do both. Beyond that, of course, you can find Tom here on the show every Thursday. Tom, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining us on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
Up next, there is much more to go on Money Life, and it is the big interview. Stick around. We'll be right back.